This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus from the Los Angeles Times, sitting in today for Tess Viglin. So, should the government be in the business of telling people what they can and can't eat? And, nanny state alert, is it even possible to legislate healthy behavior? All right, let's turn to Dr. David Ash. He's executive director of the Leonard Davis Institute of Health Economics. He's also a physician at the Philadelphia VA Medical Center. Dr. Ash, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right, I want to play a little clip for you. Check this out. What jumps out at me there, Dr. Ash, is the fact that McDonald's isn't selling Big Macs, isn't selling French fries. What they're selling is a lifestyle choice.
Yeah, and you know, it's an apparently very compelling lifestyle choice. This is an omnipresent campaign, and you know, there are elements of McDonald's food and the other kinds of foods that are like McDonald's food that are extremely attractive to consumers and. Perhaps not surprisingly, there's an enormous amount of marketing muscle right behind that.
When we talk about what, if anything, should be done about fast food, junk food, sugary beverages, a lot of people immediately raise their hands and say, ooh, personal responsibility. It's not about regulating this stuff. It's not about telling consumers what they can and can't have. It's about people making their own choices. What's the answer to that?
I think that's a great question. It is hits right along a very important political divide. You know, I think people want to believe that when they go to a McDonald's and order a Big Mac and a 32-ounce soft drink, they're doing that because of their own choices. And everyone likes the idea of giving people those choices. At the same time, people don't actually want to get fat may have some recognition that the very liberties that they enjoy when they go to McDonald's sometimes don't lead to the very choices that they would rather have made, you know, with a longer-term perspective.
Are you saying that we are being manipulated psychologically or that we are being manipulated biologically?
I guess I don't need to say that we're being manipulated. I think I would rather say that each of us as a human is very vulnerable. That is, we, for example, have a tendency to favor immediate gratification over long-term rewards. And I don't know that we need to be manipulated so much as we are unfortunately vulnerable to those things naturally.
So do you think it's possible to legislate healthy behavior? And if so, how?
Well, to be honest, you know, I think that there are often some psychological tricks that we can use to help people overcome their own foibles, the word that I've used here. And you know, some of them are purely financial. We can increase the taxation on certain products if we believe socially that they're undesirable. Certainly, that's a plan that's been used and effectively used in the setting of tobacco. I imagine firms like McDonald's bristle at the idea of Big Macs being likened to cigarettes. But at the same time, if we have some social belief that a certain number of Big Macs is too many Big Macs, then perhaps strict financial policies could help us along that pathway. There are other tricks that people can use that involve sort of tricking themselves into not using products like this. But certainly there are alternatives to strict heavy-handed legislation.
All right. Well, where do we draw the line? For example, in New York, Mayor Bloomberg wants to crack down on big gulp-sized sugary beverages in some venues, but not in all venues. As you say, tobacco regulation has had an impact. Alcohol regulation has had an impact. Do you cut back on the amount of advertising by these companies? Do you regulate what they put in their food? Where exactly is the line?
So I'm not a policymaker here, but if I were to think about this in the way that perhaps a firm does, you would say that it was a campaign, right? There is no single battle that defines the war here. I suspect that there are combinations of education, regulation, taxation, little tricks, coaching that people can have. Any number of ideas are going to be necessary. If they were a magic bullet, believe me, people would adopt it.
And what do you say to everybody listening who is thinking what we don't need is more nanny state regulation?
It's a loaded term if you say nanny state, but it is true that if you want more than 16 ounces of soda under Mayor Bloomberg's ideas, you might have to buy two of them or have a friend be a shill for you to get those things. I would say those are fairly soft levels of paternalism. That's hardly nanny state. That is, I think, a gentle nudge, an encouraging approach to help people get to the goals that they actually want for themselves but could use a little help.
Many parents were outraged when they saw the likes of Joe Camel pushing cigarettes on what looked to be young people. What do you think when you see a Ronald McDonald or a Burger King pushing hamburgers and French fries and milkshakes?
I would say that the cultural norms now are such that there is much wider recognition of the harms of tobacco than there is of the harms of Big Macs. On the other hand, it might not be too many more years until we get to a point where people think of McDonald's food in the way they think about tobacco. And with that, more tolerance for increasing regulation may follow.
Dr. David Ash is executive director of the Leonard Davis Institute of Health Economics and director of the Penn Medicine Center for Innovation. He's also a physician at the Philadelphia VA Medical Center. Dr. Ash, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.